God's destiny for each one of us is to be a warrior in our own particular areas of life. And then that we're to come together as a church and be a warring church and join with the whole kingdom of God. I want to refer back just for a quick moment, because I believe it's of that importance. To do the best strategic warfare, if you're going to have a real mindset of a warrior, you've got to see yourself joined together with Christ in his kingdom, where that the assault that is against you is not personally against you, it's against the kingdom. You will do so much more fighting for God's battles than you will fighting for yourself. You will stand up to protect God's honor when you lay down and let the devil crumble your honor. You've got to realize that it's the same way as a speeding car coming by your house. A speeding car speeds by your house. Well, you can handle that personally, but how many know it's much more effective to handle it legally on a much bigger basis? That's the same way it is. You can handle your attacks personally. You can always be getting God to help you. And God will be faithful. God will show up into some hard situations. Or you can realize this is assault against the very atmosphere of heaven that God had promised you to be created in your life. That's what the promises of God are. The promises of God are the environment of heaven. God expects us to live in the environment of heaven. He would have never told us to pray, "Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven," unless his heart was that we would literally have the atmosphere of heaven in our lives. We're to be the breath of life in the midst of the breath of death of this world. It's to be different. A lot of times we totally misunderstand that. A lot of times we see that the ladder, Jacob's ladder, descending from heaven to earth, which exactly the scripture says exactly opposite of that. It ascends from earth to heaven. You have the part to play. You have the place of authority. You have a place to believe. You have the place to trust. And literally, as you begin to believe the Lord and see it in a much bigger, whatever the assault is, whatever the assault against you, when you begin to see it as an assault against the kingdom, the battle gets much more winnable. As long as you just see the battle against you, you're going to be constantly crying as a beggar would to beg God in to help you. God calls you to be a warrior. God calls you and I to be a warrior. Best way to handle a battle is when you're going through a battle, you become the leader. You become the warrior. And then if it's a battle that's too big for you, then you call out for others to join with you. And then you begin to grab people's hand and pull them with you. Therefore, God will use your battle to make them warriors too. If you're a warrior, being in the presence of other people should make them a warrior. It should affect them. There should not be any negative effect, and it certainly should not be an effect where things just stay the same. When you grab somebody's hand, if you're a warrior and you grab somebody's hand, they hold onto a warrior's hand, you begin to pull them into battle with you. They become a warrior too. They learn to fight by your victories. Therefore, your victory becomes redeemable, or your victory becomes something that God has used for his glory. So it's just real important. And if you are facing an issue that's too big for you, and the way you know that is if you've prayed it, if you've been praying, and it hasn't moved, then you need to enlist other warriors. It's become something that the army of God needs to work with. That's where the Bible said the army of God is made up of two or more. Agreeing together as touching anything they should ask, it shall be done of their Father which is in heaven. So you let your army grow. You want to run with two types of people. You want to run with somebody that's extremely strong, stronger than you, that will pull you into their anointing of warrior. And then you want to grab others that you will affect to pull them into the anointing of a warrior that you are. There's never just a relationship. We're always mentoring. Our life is called to be a discipler. We're to make disciples, Jesus said. So we're always to be touching people's lives. You should always be grabbing a hold. And that's a little difficult, but you have to do that as a warrior. If you're going to be a warrior, there's got this mentality that you have to quit being afraid and intimidated by other warriors, especially by warriors that are stronger than you, that are more seasoned warriors. You've got to quit being intimidated by that. Immediately after I preached this morning, and I apologized, and I did, and I want you to know, I never did complete my repentance, but ask you to forgive me that I laid down the mantle that we had stood before the Lord and committed to God as the major issues of this church, that we would always be a warring church, and that we would be a church that would treasure His presence and value His presence above everything else. And I told you that I laid that down. And then I mentioned that 3 or so years ago, I can't remember exactly when, but because it wasn't an exact moment, that I began to feel weakness. And some came and said, well, am I the weakness? No, or felt that, no, I was the only weakness. I was the only one that I knew of out of place. I was the one that had taken the mantle and laid it aside. And therefore, if the head is wrong, everything's wrong. So it starts with repentance of the head, getting things right, and it works in every household, it works in everything, every job. That's the way the kingdom operates, authority. I was the only one that I knew of that was out of joint. But because of that, I could feel weakness everywhere. Maybe it was my influence. It was probably because I had laid aside my mantle. It was probably because my influence was to be an influence of strength, and because I had laid that down my influence of strength wasn't there that God had intended. I'm going to tell you that God's got a game plan. And God goes by His playbook, and God's got a game plan. He's working it all. Anytime that we think that we're in charge, we have just badly messed up, man. We've royally messed up. That's so wrong. He's in charge of this whole thing. And He is the one that's advanced in the kingdom. And for example, our brother, how many enjoyed Robert last week? Wasn't he a joy? Just give the Lord a hand. Wasn't he a joy? Man, that guy was a joy. I tell you, that was the funniest message I believe I ever heard Sunday night. It was so good. And he mentioned, he preached on the water to the wilderness, the water in the wilderness. The thing about it is the change that takes place in the water, the Bible says that Jesus was led by the Spirit into the battle. We're to be led. If we're being changed, then we're being led by the Spirit into battles to win for the Lord. The Bible says there in Luke chapter 4, He was led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tested, to be tempted of the devil. See, He was led of the Spirit of God. That's why the Spirit of God is always leading you to the gates of hell. God never intended the gates of hell to prevail or the gates of hell to come against your gates. Said in the book of Psalms that God has strengthened the bars of our gates. God wants us to maintain. If we're going off to war, God's given us the promise of maintaining our gates. So He's keeping things intact. If we're willing, as Caleb said, let me get that, let me have it. Let's move it once and let's obey God. See, a warrior moves in the area of obedience to God. He's ready to move on with God. So out of that warrior's obedience comes, because he's led by the Spirit. What our problem, I really believe, what my problem is, too many times I have sat back and allowed the gates of hell to attack me. And we always spend our time in reaction. Reaction to a disaster, reaction to a situation, reaction. The Lord never intended that. The intention of the Lord is that I be changed and I be led of the Spirit into the wilderness to battle the devil. The Lord loves to show Himself strong on our behalf. And then when you can see yourself in the kingdom, you've surrendered your whole life to the kingdom. There's no more, God, come and help me. No, you're saying, Lord, how are we going to win this thing? It's God's honor that stands up. Do you understand? It's God's honor. It's not you. We're always worried. What if I don't get well? Then what's everybody going to think about me? It matters not. You belong to God. Your life is dead, and Christ now lives in your stead. It's not your honor that you're defending. And when you see yourself as a kingdom, and when you see whatever it is that Satan has come against you with, whatever it is come against the kingdom. It is you, oh God, that they have come against. It is you, oh God, that Satan has tried to destroy your promise to me. It is you, oh God, that they have come against. And all of a sudden, when you can see the assault against God, there's something in the heart of the warrior that will stand at all costs to defend his king. You hear me? And the battle would not be lax. The battle would be on. Because God built it in our hearts to stand in defense of our king. We're warriors. Somebody say, I'm a warrior. Sounds good, just I'm a warrior. Man, if somebody said, George, I like the way you say that. I'm a warrior. Let your sound be heard. Let your say, I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. I'm a warrior. Let the sound. Let your voice be heard. You don't want to understand how important your voice is. Your voice. Did you know everything in this world, everything that we see is created with voice? The way God takes chaos and changed it to order is voice. That's why Jesus said, if the mountain stands your way, speak to the mountain. Your voice declaring what God is speaking in your spirit is of vital importance, especially as a warrior. Okay, so everybody wants to be a warrior. Everybody say, we want to be a warrior. And we talked about the ability to have the mindset. Everybody said, I want a mindset of a warrior. I want a mindset of a warrior. See, it's easy to get free, but man, I tell you, it's something else to stay free. It takes a lifetime to stay free. Yeah, amen? It takes just a moment to get free, but man, it takes a lifetime to stay free. So what God wants to build us into being warriors, praise God. Kingdom, everybody say kingdom mentality. The second thing, God wants me to get bigger than. Is anybody working with me upstairs or we're not? Is anybody up there, Stephen? Oh, there's. Okay. All right, the second thing about becoming a warrior, God wants me to get bigger than. Bigger than what? I don't know. That's you. But the Lord clarified it to me this way. He said, I want you to get bigger than your petty things. It's the little foxes that destroy the vine. You understand that, don't you? It's not the big issues. It's the sister that spoke to you wrong. It's the brother that offended you. I tell you, as a warrior, I will not tolerate that kind of low-level mentality from mature believers. If you tell me you're mad at somebody, I'm going to tell you something. You just got those same pants that Glad in. Because you've got to come over petty things. If you're easily offendable, you've got to grow up. Soldiers cannot be easily offended. You've got to grow up in God. You've got to lay aside. You've got to get bigger than, everybody say bigger than, the petty things. I don't worry. Somebody say you can't put so-and-so working so-and-so, they'll make them mad. I'll put you together on purpose. Because if you can be offended, you need to be offended. You need to work through that thing. You'll never be a warrior for God. You'll never be a warrior for God. And two, sometimes Lord just has me say things in a certain way to see if you can be offended. Because if you can be offended, you need to be offended. You'll never be a warrior for God. You won't defeat cancer. You won't defeat disease. You won't defeat death by being easily offended. You've got to grow up above that thing. You've got to be a warrior. You got to become a place where you allow the Holy Spirit to give you thick skin. The Bible talks about, in the book of Job, said the Leviathan is so thick, his skin is so thick, it cannot be penetrated. Well, I tell you what, I've got a goal in my heart, Gary. I want to get my skin and the spirit so strong it can't be penetrated. Amen. I spend much of my life mad at somebody, upset with somebody, bothered by somebody, running away from somebody, scared of somebody. That days are over. Everybody say that, those days are over. We're not going to live life underneath the thumb anymore. We're just simply not going to be offended. You have a responsibility of keeping your heart right no matter what you're going through. You're not responsible for everybody else's heart, but you are responsible for your heart. If somebody gets mad as they as mad as a wet hen, they used to say, if somebody gets mad as a wet hen, you should have seen Elaine the other day. I mean, I married a warrior. Now she's a warrior in the natural, so I'm trying to get her to be a warrior in the spiritual. A little Benny hen was attacking. A little Benny hen came out to attack Elaine. She kicked that thing, picked it up in her hand, and swatted it and said, now do it. She did that. That little old hen didn't want to strut his feathers anymore. You got to get over it. There's not a one of you know. You can look back over the last year and see what's bothered you. That's the thing that's going to destroy you unless you get defeated. That is the thing that will take you down. That is the thing that will destroy your future, destroy your life, destroy your family, will end up. You've got to get over it. I love the scripture in Jeremiah chapter 12. It's one of my favorite scriptures in all the Bible. I hadn't even laid claim on that in the last several years, but I'm going back and putting back on the armor of God. I'm going back in the scriptures that meant so much to me in bygone years when I wore the mantle of a warrior. And I tell you what, I hadn't got exactly straight yet, and I've gained a few pounds, and I may have to be pulling it in. But I tell you what, I'm going to keep working until I get that mantle back on, until I become the warrior that God's called me to be. You need to, too. God's called you to be a warrior. So you got to get rid of the petty things. There's a scripture there in the book of Jeremiah. I love it so much. It said, if you have run with the footmen and they've wearied you, then how can you contend with the horsemen? That's what it says. If the little petty things have offended you, have bothered you, you would never, ever be able to face a big enemy. Or when you do face a big enemy, it will destroy you. You've got to get over it. Somebody say, I got to get over it. Slap yourself. Say, you got to get over it. Now, I didn't say slap Verna, Jesse. Got to get over it. You got to get over it. And that's more than just saying I'm going to do it. That's be somebody slap you. She's over it. Oh, okay. Oh, you over it? He got slapped, and now Billy's over it. So all right. And the other thing, you can look back over. You've got to deal with that thing. That's of the flesh. That's the very part that's fighting you being a spiritual person. If your feelings are in control of your life to that degree, you've got to conquer your feelings. As long as you're controlled by your feelings, you're going to be of little use to the kingdom. But more than that, you're not going to be able to fight big wars as a warrior. There'll come a war someday that'll wipe you out. So what you've got to know, you've just got to grow over that thing. Whatever that thing is. So you got to look back. What offends you? What bothers you? What gets under your skin? What does somebody have to say? I guarantee you, you may not know it, but I know the devil does. And he's made sure that he remembers it, and he's going to cause as many people as he can to do that to you. You just got to get bigger. I'll tell you what, if you're a warrior, I don't have time for that stuff. I'm going to be honest with you and tell you like it is. Put on big boy pants, get on some big panties, and grow up and get move out. I'm serious about that thing. I don't want to preach your funeral. You hear what I'm telling you? We're at a flow now to where if you don't defeat it, it's going to defeat you. You've got to come up and be a warrior. God's called you to fight. God's called you to be a warrior, so you have to make a decision. I'm going to move up. The petty things are traps to destroy you. They're traps. They're just simply traps to destroy you. That's what they are. They're traps to destroy you. Petty things are traps to destroy you. You got to handle it like a warrior. I remember about 25 years ago, there was an area of my life that was offending me in every way I turned. Jealousy burned in me. I knew it wasn't right. And jealousy could cause me to be offended at you in a moment. If you was not raised with fair parents, there's this sense of being unfair to you. If you're an oldest child, that usually comes with part of your pedigree too. There's this sense of unfairness that's associated with you. Well, I wasn't the oldest child. In fact, I was the youngest child, but there was this sense of jealousy in that. I was jealous of what God would do in other people's lives. I was jealous over other people's ministry. I was jealous. I knew that had to burn. I told you I went through periods. We went through periods in this church. We knew how to burn things out of us. If you get in the red hot power of the Holy Ghost, something will burn. Amen. During that period of time, what God told me, he said, Jerry, I want you to pray 7 hours a day in the Holy Spirit. Now that's tough carrying on your regular job. But what it will do, it will burn that kind of stuff. You have to get drastic if things are in control. I pray it's not in control of you the way it was to me. But if it's in control of you, there are spiritual things that you can do to break loose from those things. There are ways that you can get out from under that. There's things that you can do. There's things that you can do to break out, to get out of that thing. You can get stronger than that thing, that trap that's been sent to destroy you. You can get stronger than that. It's a trap. With me, it's happened to be that was because I leaned toward that area of my life. I leaned toward, so that became a strength. The Bible says I edify myself. Everybody say I build myself up. Well, Lord knows my problem is I was torn down. And so I began to know that I began to plan it and maneuver it. Didn't do it, wasn't able to do it long, but I was able to maneuver it to where that the Holy Spirit, I knew that if praying in tongues a little while would build you up, I knew that praying in tongues at a long length of time would build me much up. There's other things that build you up in the Lord. I'm telling you, there is a way. God's got a key to you getting free from petty things. God has got a key. That thing's going to trail you in life. And you will become so touchy, nobody will want to have a thing to do with you. You can break it. Everybody say, I can break it. You can quit being offended. You can quit being offendable. You can cause yourself to think spiritual. You can develop the thought life of a warrior, and you can begin to think spiritual about things and say, you know what? I'm not even going to allow myself to think about this being a person that said this thing. I'm going to realize this is an assault against me. So in the name of Jesus, I'm going to handle this accusation that was sent against me. I'm going to handle it spiritually. So every time I think of it, I'm going to deal with it spiritually. I'm not going to deal with it on the humanistic realm. I'm going to deal with it spiritually. This thing, this person has nothing to do with it. What has to do with it is my weakness, and the devil knows it. And so the devil is doing everything that he can to poke my weakness. He's trying to destroy me. So I realize I will not allow the devil to destroy me anymore in Jesus' name. Amen? And so you can overcome. Everybody say, I can overcome it for the glory of the Lord. So petty things, hurt feelings, get over it. Whatever it is going on, get rid of petty things. Let me close with this. And I just want to just mention this. The third thing you got to be a warrior, you got to learn Greek. Not much. College degree, of course. Simply meaning this, you've got to learn to talk a new language. You have to learn. You're who you are because of the language you're talking. A warrior has to learn to talk a different language. And that's the hardest thing that you will ever do in life. It makes learning Greek easy. When you begin to talk, number one, to yourself, and then to number two, as an expression out of yourself. But when you begin to talk a different language, it's going to be the hardest thing you've ever done. Because you know why? You like your pity parties. You like feeling sorry for yourself. You lack the anger. It's the way you've dealt. It's the little way you've dealt with life. It's your manipulation. It's witchcraft, of course, but that's the way you've dealt with life. You've maneuvered things around in your feelings and without dealing with them spiritually. You've got to make yourself learn a new language. You've got to speak to yourself the right words from God. You've got to teach yourself a new language. There's no way in the world you will ever stay free continuing to think the way you've been thinking. If you've recently been freed of any area of your life, there's no way that you will continue to stay free thinking the way that you were thinking 3 weeks ago. So if there's not been a drastic change, if there's not been a real drastic change in the way you think, the way I think, if there's not been a real drastic change, I will be in bondage again, Billy. I will have that same issue. The only thing this time, it will be 7 times greater. I will, that same problem will come back to me, but it will be with a 7 times intensity. I've got to learn a new language. I'm going to tell you what, I'm trying to learn a new language. I think they call it English. Seriously. You've got to learn a new language. You've got to learn how a warrior talks, and it's a special language in itself. A warrior talks strong. He doesn't talk weak. The warrior never allows anything to antagonize his faith. The warrior never allows that. There is no quit to a warrior. There is no stop. There's only win. Because it's the king's honor that's at stake. You hear what I'm telling you? It's the king's honor that's at stake. So it's a new language. If you've been recently freed from anything, you must learn a new language or you will go back into that same bondage. You must learn a new language. Problem is, most of us have prided ourselves in who we are. You need to forget who you are. You need to find out who he is and who he says you are. That's the problem in our life. Most of us have prided ourselves in what we know, what we can do, what we can turn, most of us pride. And that pride is sin before God. A warrior cannot rest in such luxuries. A warrior can't do that. A warrior has to think differently. They have to learn. I can't say that enough. A new language. You have to learn a new language. There's 119 scriptures in the New Testament that tell you what God thinks about you. The amazing thing about you, if you find out who God thinks about you, you won't care 2 cents what anybody else thinks about you. Every time you get mad at somebody, I know that you don't know who you are. I know that. Because when you know who you are, when you know who the king of the universe, a warrior is only pleasing his king. And when a warrior knows who he is, everybody else is less than. So it matters not. 119 verses in the New Testament that tell you who you are. what God thinks, who God says that you are. New language. New language. Get them into your heart one at a time. Learning to think about yourself differently. Talk about yourself differently. Talk about others differently. Way you feel about things. Some of you right now are just so discouraged. I feel the spirit of discouragement on you just because you have been talking yourself that garbage. You've got to change if you're going to be a warrior. You've got to change. You've got to change. Some of you don't care less, and what's going to happen is in a year's time, you're going to be more bonded. You're going to be right where you are, same old, same old, same old, same old. I'm going to tell you what, you've got to change. I've got to change. My life has got to change. The kingdom of God is forever moving forward. Unless I am changing with the kingdom of God, I am becoming as I was. So Lord, in the power of your grace, we just thank you for the goodness of the Lord and over our life. Lord, teach me a new language, Lord. Lord, teach me a new language. Some of you right here are just so discouraged, just so discouraged. And I'm going to tell you what, quit listening to that. Please quit listening to that. I get on my knees before you as your pastor. I'm begging you, quit listening to that you're listening to. Please quit. It will destroy you. It will take your life. Quit listening to what I beg you, 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 I plead with you. Quit listening to what you're listening to. That voice that's going on inside of you is demonic and is from the enemy. It's there to steal your life. And the moment that you will quit listening to it is the moment that will be the hardest moment of your life. Because all of a sudden, when you make a decision to learn a new language, there's a period of time you don't have a language. You don't have a language. Most of us are so full of pride that we can't do that. We can't have a no language. While God is teaching us a new language. Most of us are so set in our ways and so prideful over the things that we know. We can't allow God to do a new thing in us. I beg you, as your pastor, I beg you, you've got to learn a new way to think, and you've got to learn a new language inside you. If you don't, the battles are going to be too much. But if we will, I need you to help me do that in my life. You need that. You need that for me to help you in your life. But if we will learn a new language, God will open up to us a new nation. It's called heaven. It's called heaven on earth. It's called experiencing the presence of God in our daily lives. In Jesus' name. Lord, thank you. Thank you for your grace and thank you for your spirit. Lord, I thank you for the sense of pleading that I sense in my spirit. Because, Lord, that gives me the power of intercession. I love that, Lord. I love that, Lord. I love to intercede for people that I love, Lord. I love to intercede. I love to feel their difficulty and their pain. I love to feel that, Lord, that I can be an intercessor to help pull them out of where they are. In Jesus' name. Go on, let's stand. Take our little paws. Raise them toward heaven. Say, Lord, I surrender to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Love you so much.